Up next on NHL Fantasy on Ice, Rob, Pete, and Davey whip around the league. Season-long advice, waiver wire ads, DFS plays, and best bets.
Pay that man his money.
Ringing the register for decades.
Fantasy Friday here. Pete Jensen, Rob Reese, Davey Satriano. Robbie popping bottles over there.
I am. Big victory for Rob last night. Ninth place out of 595 in the FanDuel contest. Fantasy on Ice every Thursday. Get in that contest. Try and shut me down next week.
Is that ninth place, is that in the money? Was there any money received?
Is it in the money, Bobby? My account is popping right now.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. Brim tip to Robbie and Petey on some nice picks last night. And I'll pat myself on the back for a couple winners as well.
And Davey, where in the world were you last week?
Well, I did have the top player in the contest yesterday. So even though I was like 300 something, I did have to have that going. So
what? Who?
Minka Zibanejad.
Oh, that was my public pick on the network. So you watched my show.
You watched your segment.
I think I had TV out there in Hockeyville.
Listen to the pod. He followed our picks. I mean, I had some nice value, but Robbie hit the home run. The grand salami, right?
With the salami.
I mean, I thought you were crazy doing Panarin and Zibanejad, but and Winnipeg, Trouba, like I said, had no defense, and the Rangers don't either. So that game scored 10 goals total.
And what about the Ryan Ellis pick, Davey?
That was good. I had Yossi. I flopped him. Ooh. See,
no value. No value. You got to take the value on these slates. Now we have some Friday night action, too. A lot of different storylines around the National Hockey League. One big one, Pete, I think, is Ilya Samsonov of the Washington Capitals, high draft pick goalie making his debut on the island. Would you pick this guy up in season long?
I would. I think with Holtby being a 2020 free agent, potential one at that, it's big upside here, right? They're not playing games anymore in Washington. They got a strong team. We saw the depth scoring the other night come through even without Evgeny Kuznetsov. And I think that with some of the struggles of Holtby the past two regular seasons, this is an opportunity to get the new blood in there, right? And pave the way to the future.
Well, Holtby's not going to go away easy. This is a contract year for him, too. So even if he doesn't stay there, he's going to want to play well. I wouldn't pick up Samsonov just yet, but I do think, yeah, he'll be a guy in a few weeks, maybe a month, we'll be saying, hey, this is a guy you need to roster.
Now, Holtby has two straight regular seasons that have been pretty subpar in fantasy. I think he's playing at a 9-10 average over those 2 years, and he only has three shutouts in the past two regular seasons. So, Davey, if I have a guy like Corey Schneider or Mackenzie Blackwood on my bench right now as a third goalie, would I be wild to drop them and pick up Samsonov?
I don't think you'd be wild to do that. I would wait a little bit before the first day. I mean, the guy hasn't even played a game in the NHL. He can get shelled. Who knows? So I wouldn't do that just yet, but yeah, put it in the back of your mind.
And just, I mean, in the league in general, you're looking for who's the next Jordan Binnington, right? I mean, he's a little more touted than Jordan Binnington, or a lot more touted, we should say. But yeah, it's a good opportunity for him to get, I think 25-30 starts is very realistic, especially with the Capitals looking to go deep this year after losing in the first round, maybe a little de-emphasis on the regular season. And Backstrom's also in a contract year. So it is kind of like that now or never type feeling.
It's true. And another couple waiver wire pickups that we've had, Davey, when you were gone, we were looking at Alexander Nylander of the Chicago Blackhawks, the most popular waiver wire ad. I know, Pete, a guy you like too, Rupi Hintz, scored a goal last night. Nice pick there. So that's probably a must roster player at this point too.
That was a flashy little goal. I liked that one. But yeah, we were big on that player in the offseason, and he came through for us. Dallas, though, man, they got to get the offense up. I mean, I know Boston's an elite team, but the power play was struggling. The offense has to be better moving forward.
Ben Bishop did not make me look good last night, the goalie master. First two shots, I'm at the airport watching. First two shots, two goals. He didn't allow one after that, but not the way you want to start a season.
Well, I'll go to bat for you, Davey. The Ben Bishop pick is always going to be a good one for season-long and DFS alike. But going back to what you said, Pete, their offense, which over the summer I think we were all kind of pumping their tires, oh, the Joe Pavelski signing was going to be the one that sets it up to that next level of elite offenses. I know it's been one game, and I hate to be the guy that's sitting here nitpicking one performance, but I think that is a storyline just to keep an eye on for the first month or so.
Definitely. Now, last night was a big one with the overs, right? We had the Colorado-Calgary over. We had the under pick on the the Boston Dallas game.
Shout out our producer on that.
We hit some nice homers last night. It was a multi home run night for us.
As well as the over in the Rangers Winnipeg game. I was at MSG last night. I'll say this: the one takeaway after watching that full game, Connor Hellebuck is. He might be in the tank, boys.
And it's not even all his fault. I mean, look at the guy, some of the guys they got running out there on the back end. It's not pretty. And Winnipeg, I mean, I picked them to miss. I didn't see anything to steer me otherwise last night.
And a brutal schedule for them, too, to open up the season. They play against the Devils on Friday night. Jack Hughes making his debut. Davey, we're going to turn it to you, Devils fan. Tell us a little bit about Jack Hughes and what we should expect.
What you should expect is at least 2 points tonight. I mean, the guy, did you watch him in the preseason? It was all over the ice. 3-on-3 overtime with him out there. It was just like, just give the Devils the extra point. It was crazy.
Why didn't you draft him in our fantasy league? Because I believe he's on my team.
I drafted him in one of my fantasy leagues. It's hard to get these guys in all four leagues. You know, it's a lot.
It's true. You can't go out in every draft and be like, I'm getting Jack Hughes on every single team.
But Jack Hughes is playing with Nikita Gusev, and I was looking at the Friday slate. There is no other player on the slate that jumps out to me more than Gusev, 4,200, guy that was like point per game in the KHL. His first opportunity here, and he's on the line with Hughes. So if he's getting 2 points, then Gusev might get two or three.
Just to be contrarian here, boys, is there any value in going back to a Mark Scheifele, a Kyle Connor, a Blake Wheeler who had multi-point games in game one? Is that crazy?
I like Ehlers because Ehlers is playing with both of them, you know?
I would take Scheifele personally. I think in back-to-back games, he'll do fine. He can do fine. You know, they don't want to go 0-2 to start the season, so you'll see a big push from them.
And for season long, Davey, I really believe that the Jets' offense you shouldn't be concerned about, but I think all of us can agree that they are going to have some defensive struggles. And as our producer mentioned, Connor Hellebuck, if that's a guy as your number two goalie right now, maybe you do want to swing around and look at Samsonov as a guy to replace him.
Any interest in PK Subban, 5,600 for his Devils debut? Is he going to bring the fire to that power play right off the bat?
That's a lineup lock. Absolutely hammer job lineup lock on PK Subban. Davey, are we in agreement there?
We are in agreement. Personally, I'd save him for Saturday against the Sabres on the road. I don't know if they got a lot going on, the Devils. There's a lot going on, a lot of distractions today. So I don't know. We know what PK is, the flashiness, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if he gets it done tonight, but Saturday, he's in my lineup for sure.
And I did see you hammer me on Twitter about some Maple Leafs picks the other night.
Wait, it wasn't just Maple Leafs. It was Flames. It was Maple Leafs. It was Capitals. Does this guy know there's other teams in the league?
I'm exposed. I'm exposed. But the Leafs are playing the Jackets tonight, Davey, and you'd be wild not to start your lineup without AM34 Conn Smythe favorite this year, Austin Matthews.
Actually, I think you thought he picked a Flame, but he wrote it was Kachuk. It was Brady Kachuk. So there are two Kachuks
out of three.
So
thanks for bailing me out, Pete.
Yeah, I will every time. So
I listened when I was away. I got hammered by Rob. I got hammered by Nikki, not by Pete, but it's okay because today we gotta. I deserve it.
Well, I had to reference you in every show because I missed you, Davey.
I heard you like the matchup more against the Sabres. They just dropped 41 shots on goal on the road to beat the Penguins. I liked what I saw in terms of picking them to miss the playoffs. Something's off with Pittsburgh. They don't have much depth scoring. Even with Galchenyuk in the lineup, there was nothing there. And Buffalo kind of steered it into maybe a changing of the guard in that matchup.
Yeah, we saw what they did last year, where they 17-6 to start the season, whatever, and then they kind of just disappeared. New coach, this is the year they're going to make the playoffs, as they say every year. One game, opening night, but I think the Devils are gonna beat them. And if they have 41 shots, good for Corey Schneider, right?
I love your takes, Davey, because you kind of take Pete and I down a notch and you bring us back to reality. I will say, though, get Rasmus Dahlin in your lineup against the Devils. That goal against Pittsburgh was something else.
Yeah, that was showtime, and he looked like a forward on that play. I also like how they have their scoring spread out a little bit. We talked a lot about Olofsson being with Reinhart and Eichel. Then there's Johansson on the second line with Jeff Skinner. And then we saw a nice performance yesterday, Connor Sheary against his former team. And then also he was playing on a line with Mittelstadt, who nobody really talks about anymore, but had two assists in the opener.
It was nice to see their depth scoring get going. The last game on the Friday slate is the late one. If we're staying up for it, it's Vegas San Jose Part 2.
Who's not staying up for that one?
Okay, well, I go to bed early here, Davey, so I feel a lot of bad energy between us already this 9 morning.
9 p.m., he doesn't even catch the end of the 7 o'clock game.
So. No, that's not true. I watched the Habs game down to the wire last night when Claude Julien put Nick Suzuki out there for the shootout winner. I'm thinking, here we go, baby, great pick, genius, 200 IQ, and he didn't even get a shot off, so put my tail between my legs on that one.
We should also say, I mean, so the first couple of nights, like, I've been staying up late, but we are going to be doing this show 3 to 4 times a week this year. So that's a big uptick from last year. So some late nights, some early mornings, but we're going to be following it much more closely on this podcast this year.
Now, swinging back to the Sharks, Erik Karlsson missed the first game on Wednesday night. I guess him and his wife had their child. Is that a player now that if he does play on Friday, is going to be in your lineup, Dave?
He's on two of my teams. He's in my lineup. I was upset I missed that one game out of him. I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually covered the Sharks last year in the playoffs.
I've never heard you say that before.
And Erik Karlsson, he dealt with injuries.
Major eye roll.
He had some injuries, but he was playing through some stuff. And when I saw he was out for personal reasons, I'm thinking, oh, is he hurt? Is it really an injury? So thankfully, it's only a child. It's birth of his child. It's a good reason to miss. He's not hurt, so he'll have the legs and. Let's get him tonight. He's in my lineup.
Okay, he's in mine too. I like that. And think about how good he looked even when he was playing with injuries. So just imagine him at 100%. Now, the only thing I will say is make sure you did what our producer did a couple days ago. Watch that lineup closely before puck drop. If you have any action on it in DFS or otherwise, you need to know if Karlsson is playing.
And guys, you know I liked the Sharks to possibly upset Vegas in their first matchup. Got off of it because of the Karlsson scenario. Tonight, I have to believe at home, they split the home and home. I would put a little lettuce on San Jose tonight and feel comfortable with it. EK65 back in the lineup, ready to roll.
They'll get you at least a point in terms of the game, but not sure they're going to get you the win.
Vegas is a favorite. San Jose, underdogs at home. I'll take the value on it, and I'll say they'll be able to split the home and home against Vegas. Done deal.
Okay, boys. Well, my lineup for on Friday evening starts with Austin Matthews. That's my center choice of the night. My wing, I'm actually going to go a little bit on Davey's side here. I'm taking Kyle Palmieri for the Devils. That's the one player I feel like is not getting lost in the first or second line mix. He is the power play staple for them. So I'm going to take Kyle Palmieri to start the season strong. Defense-wise, you know, this is one where I would take Erik Karlsson, Davey. But if we need a conservative guy, I'm looking at Tyson Barrie for the Toronto Maple Leafs. A little bit quiet, I think, against the Senators. Maybe still getting his legs, to kind of feeling out the teammates. But look at Tyson Barrie tonight. And then goalie, we all know where I'm going. Ilya Samsonov, get him in your lineup.
He's on the Capitals. I'm shocked.
Aren't you, Davey? I've never picked a Capital in my lineup before, right? Oh, only the Jakub Vrana pick on Wednesday, which smashed, by the way.
I saw that live. In person, all the way up in the nosebleeds, mm-hmm. I saw that.
After the banner ceremony, Jakub Vrana winning an OT, and the place was pretty quiet, huh?
It went. It was a pin drop there, yeah.
He spoiled the party, and the Blues were reminded that they can actually lose a game. Because early in that game, when they were up 2-0, I'm like, this team is just, it's getting a little ridiculous at this point. But, you know, nice start, nice scene, but they coughed up that lead. So I'm looking at actually an against-the-grain guy. I know we're all over the Maple Leafs against the Columbus Blue Jackets, but check out Alexander Texier, line one, power play one, perhaps, maybe both. And he looked good in the playoffs last year. So all these guys, there's kind of a mentality in Columbus right now where Duchesne's gone, Panarin's gone, Bobrovsky's gone. I'm getting a sense that the fans are sick and tired of hearing about that, and the players are probably as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe Texier gets that line one opportunity and smashes a goal or two to get the juices flowing again in Columbus. I'm also on Samsonov. I don't really trust the Islanders offense right now. One cheap defenseman, though, that I like, Devon Taves, new power play coach on the island, Jim Hiller, get to know his name. He used to work with the Maple Leafs power play under Mike Babcock, and he is probably going to utilize Taves, who was really good in the playoffs.
What about Noah Dobson, who was going to make his NHL debut? Is that a player that either you guys like? He was a first-round draft pick a couple years ago. He chose number 8 to wear, which is kind of a big flex in the NHL. Is that a player that we should pick up in season long?
I didn't know there was anyone in the NHL that wears number 8 that we should be talking about. But
definitely
Noah Dobson. Yeah, he's very highly touted. I think I would take him because he kind of still has something to prove. You know, some people were saying, should he even crack the opening roster? Here he is, number 8. Maybe we'll get a goal tonight for the grade 8. No doubt.
Wow, that is slander.
I like that he just kind of like found his way and made the team. The Islanders already have a strong defense. They had to waive Thomas Hickey just to get him on the roster. I mean, it's pretty solid from him. For the Devils, I would go all in and stack two of these three, Hughes, Gusev, Subban, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just play with fire a little bit and take the risk here. There's going to be a lot of positive vibes in that game. Jets on short rest, that sort of thing. I'm just kind of when it rains, it pours for the Jets right now without Bufflin.
I'm taking the over in this game, too. I mean, we saw 10 goals last night, Rangers-Jets. We could see 8 tonight, even. I think it's going to be another high-scoring game for the Jets.
The three over games I'm looking at on a Friday evening, Chicago-Philly out in Prague. I think there's going to be some goals scored in that game. Toronto-Columbus and the Winnipeg Devils, as Davey mentioned. If you were to choose one of those games for over 6.5 or so, where are you leaning?
Probably Winnipeg Devils. I mean, there's something to be said about the location of that Philly-Chicago game that maybe would steer us a little clear. I do think it's interesting with the Kevin Hayes playing with Giroux and Voracek. It kind of scares me off Philly's offense for this game. Why are they tinkering already just because they lost to a Swiss team? I mean, it's the preseason. Just stick with your normal lines for game one.
Not good. And that's a 2 p.m. game here on Eastern time, so it's not going to be the FanDuel cash grab that we'd like it to be. Otherwise, Alexander Nylander would be in our lineup. But I will answer our producer's question. I think I would go over in the Toronto game just because Columbus goaltender situation is very up in the air right now. If they start Korpisalo, we all know what kind of season he had last year. And then their backup, Elvis Merzlikins, I don't think they're going to throw...
Very good pronunciation, Rob.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. I've been working on that day in and day out. But I don't think they're going to throw him to the Wolves against Toronto. That would be very, very harsh.
We talked about the Devils a little bit, but one guy we didn't talk about was Wayne Simmonds. Why can't he get a goal or an assist tonight? I think he's a guy I would say is not, you know, a mainstream... He's not one of the top five or six Devils you'd think of, but I think he'll have a big night tonight, too.
Wayne Simmonds is still in the NHL?
Isn't he
on, like, power play one for them?
He's playing
on
the power play.
They got a weird power play look. They got, like, Travis Zajac on there. What are they doing?
We know what Simmonds does in front of the net there. He's kind of like a Pavelski guy. You know, he creates stuff. So he can probably tip in one tonight.
Definitely made a difference in Nashville last year, for sure.
Major difference. 1.17 games.
Very quiet during that short tenure in Nashville. But he went over to the Devils with Subban, so they're together again. So
welcome back to the show, Davey. Is that it? You just gave us Wayne Simmonds, and that's your only pick?
There's other picks, too. I'm looking at the Blue Jackets Maple Leafs. And how about – we talked about Texier, who I like also. But the Blue Jackets have to score goals this season, right? They have to. If I had to pick someone on the Blue Jackets tonight who I think is going to score, I'm going with Boone Jenner, okay?
Whoa.
So there's my two outlandish picks tonight, okay?
You know what's actually funny about the Blue Jackets and people underestimating them? There was a fan that reached out to me over the summer and said Cam Atkinson was way too low in our rankings after scoring 40-plus goals. And Cam Atkinson liked the tweet.
Wow.
Whoa. He liked the tweet me.
Shade.
So tonight we got the show on his mind.
So we have beef with Cam Atkinson?
Apparently. I mean, it was quiet beef, but... Whoa. Maybe the guy's going to score 45 this year
and then jump on the pod. Tonight, we're going to ask him after the game. We're going to have our NHL.com reporter ask him if this was motivation because of what was on the fantasy
Fueled the fire.
And then we'll ask him to give us a 5-star rating.
Thank you very much, Davey. So Wayne Simmonds, Boone Jenner, you have nothing else. I'll say
no
this,
goalie.
Davey. Wait. Who's the goalie, Davey? You're the goalie master. Remember, you're the goalie master. You begged me to give you that little moniker. Who is your goalie tonight, Davey?
Tonight, goalie, we're going with Martin Jones.
Whoa,
the Sharks are going to win tonight. They're not losing two straight to the Golden Knights, okay?
That's something I can get behind, Davey.
This is the takes that we have missed dearly on the program. I'm going to look at the Saturday slate, boys. A couple of games I'm looking at, and Davey, I know you're going to criticize me. One player I am building my lineup around, the eye rolls have already started here, is Tom Wilson facing off against the Carolina Hurricanes. How can you not get him in the lineup after he and Rod Brindamore, who, by the way, is no longer a player in the NHL, he's a coach in the suit sitting behind the bench, and he was yelling at Tom Wilson on the ice. Tom Wilson's going to score a goal against Carolina on Saturday, skate by the bench, and tip his helmet off to Rod Brindamore.
That was a good game, that Montreal-Carolina game. Martin Nietzsche scored his first goal. There was 2 points and the shootout winner, right, from Dougie Hamilton.
Dzingel scored a nice one.
Yeah, Howlow was involved. Like, the depth scoring that we were talking about the other day came through and helped them eke out that game, because Montreal came back with a fury, and they got hockey night in Canada against the Maple Leafs on Saturday, and the Leafs are going to be on the second of a back-to-back.
And I'm taking KK in that game. Yes, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, Davey. Do you like that pick?
Do I like that pick? Well, he did score a goal, so you're riding the hot hand, I guess.
Yes.
So, sure, that's a good pick. He'll score 2-2.
Wow, you sound really enthused about my pick.
I mean, you're picking a Capital, a Canadian. I don't know. Austin Matthews again. There's 31 teams in the NHL.
Can you dispute the results?
I can after that amazing performance yesterday, so.
Looking at Saturday's slate, there's an obvious one to me. The Red Wings haven't played yet. They're not going to be ready for this game at Nashville. Nashville showed me something in the third period of that game. I'm all over Nashville's top line. Matt Duchene, 3 assists in the debut for Nashville, playing with Granlund and Forsberg. Stack happy with that unit, and it'll be a home run for you against Detroit.
I'm looking at Florida Tampa Bay, who just played yesterday, home opener for Florida. I would stack a couple of Panthers. Maybe we'll do, you know, Barkov, Trocheck. They're going to get some goals. It's a home opener for them. You know, it was a tough one against the Lightning, but I think they're going to win this game, you know, 5-2 or something. And I think the Panthers' top line is going to ring the cash register.
And I'm going to throw out a contrarian goalie for Saturday so that I can stop being chirped here by Mr. Satriano. I'm going to go with Jacob Markstrom for the Vancouver Canucks. They played a decent game against Edmonton earlier in the week, but their Saturday night play against Calgary, I really feel strongly about. We saw Calgary look a little bit rusty maybe early in the season, so I like Vancouver with some road appeal there.
The power play was still clicking, though, for Calgary. Like, Tkachuk, Gaudreau, Lindholm, Monahan. You picked Monahan, right? He came through in a big way, even in the loss. So I'm a little scared of Markstrom, especially that he couldn't get the job done in Edmonton the other night. I think there could be some scoring again for Edmonton at home against the Kings, who haven't played a game yet. Just looking at what Drysdale did, I have him on one of my teams, 3 points. I know I was disputing him entering the season, but I'm looking at multi-point games for sure for those guys, Nugent, Hopkins, McDavid, and Drysdale against L.A.
I agree with you, multi-points. But if Markstrom can somehow eke out the win for the value you're going to get for him, that's not a bad pick.
For sure.
I feel better about that now, Goalie Master. Thank you.
And, I mean, we've been dogging one player for the past 2 years, and he scored a goal in his Lightning debut, Kevin Shattenkirk.
Well, you say we.
I'll give him a little round of applause.
One goal, and we're hopping off the wagon here.
There's some good value on Tampa Bay's defense. Sergachev played well. I mean, those guys, that's what I've been saying about Shattenkirk. Even we're down on him, he's going to get points by accident. He's going to get 35 points at least by accident on that Lightning offense.
That's what I said on the show.
Speechless.
Last show I was on, I think I took him in our mock draft, and Rob said,
I can't believe we're sitting here in 2019 talking about Kevin Shattenkirk. That's why I have nothing to say.
All right. Well, Dylan Larkin, actually, that was a big injury update for Saturday, but it sounds like he's going to play. So that's good news. I mean, he's going to be – that line's going to be like point per game this year, right? Him and Mantha and Bertuzzi. Mantha could score 35, 40 goals. That's an against the grain. Nobody's talking about the Red Wings, but at least Larkin's going to be in there.
I actually stacked Mantha and Athanasiu on one of my teams, thinking those guys can each get 30 goals.
Yeah, so, Athanasiu had it last year.
Yeah, and – Mantha, he had a great preseason. This is supposed to be his breakout year, so that could be something to look forward to as we move on.
I like the Wings, too. I think Larkin will have a nice game. But if you do have any last-minute lineup questions or maybe some over-under questions, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at NHL Reese. Pete's at NHL Jensen. We're all at NHL Fantasy. And Dave?
At David Satriano for now.
Ooh, could be NHL Satriano now, in the future. Are you hinting at that big switch on the handle?
I think I might.
Whoa.
I may.
This is big news. Davey going to a different handle. Well, Davey, I appreciate you backing the Sharks, and I appreciate you getting into the studio today and giving it your all, baby. Very well appreciated.
And can someone check if the handle Goalie Master is available? That would be pretty fitting, too.
That would. I hope someone hasn't rushed out there and gotten it. I'm going to have to pay a pretty penny to get that one. So
I think you lose the blue check mark, though, if you change your name. Ooh, so something to consider for Davey heading into the weekend. But should be a great weekend in the National Hockey League. Reminder, everybody should check out NHL Executive Suite. Bunch of new episodes there for the taking. Also, NHL at the Rink with our pal Dan Rosen. So for Dave Satriano, thanks again for joining us. Rob Reese, Bob Bender. Until next time on NHL Fantasy on Ice, thanks for listening.